Because of the gap between Medicare payments and service costs in Anchorage, many physicians and clinics refuse patients whose primary coverage is Medicare. It's a long-standing problem facing the city's seniors. State Senator Kevin Meyer of Anchorage says many of them turn to Juno.
We were all concerned about our seniors not getting adequate medical attention. And, of course, we were hearing from them, as were all legislators, that, hey, I just turned 65 and now I can't get in to see a doctor because I'm Medicare eligible.
By one 2010 estimate, half of the city's 27,000 Medicare beneficiaries were without a medical home. Meyer, who was in the state house at the time, joined two other Republicans, Representatives Mike Hawker and Bill Stoltz, also seeking at least a partial solution.
The three of us were looking for some way, some solution that wasn't going to require a whole lot of government money and especially not a whole lot of ongoing government money.
Armed with a feasibility study, retired cardiologist Dr. George Rainier approached the three with an idea for a Medicare clinic needing only a startup grant. His proposal enjoyed the backing of several physician and medical associations. The result was a $1 million grant in the capital budget. That money has produced the Alaska Medicare Clinic that celebrated its opening Friday. Dr. Rainier said the nonprofit clinic expects to meet its first patient threshold in about 2 months.
Our initial goal is to handle somewhat over 50 patients a day. To get there, there has to be a very sophisticated amount of teamwork between all the members of the clinic staff.
That means that everyone, receptionists, billing, medical assistants, the nurses, and the physician, must work seamlessly together and maximize their skills and talents. Rainier says the clinic was born from a question once posed to him by a hospital administrator.
The newspaper here says that an average doctor can make a diagnosis within 90 seconds of when he first visits the patient. And he said, can that be right? I said, no, that's hopelessly wrong. It's probably more like 60 seconds.
The approach that allows the clinic to meet the Medicare payment scale requires the doctor's time with the patient to be as productive and focused as possible.
If the doctor is presented with all the data, namely the history, the physical findings, what medicines are being taken, where the patient has been in the emergency room and in the hospital and all that sort of stuff, if all of that can be presented to the physician, already digested, and outlined and put forth in a cohesive fashion, the doctor takes a very small amount of time to decide either what the problem is or what to do next.
The clinic will see Medicare patients of any age. Dr. Rainier says the on-site care is what general practitioners or internal medicine physicians normally provide outpatients. The Alaska Medicare Clinic joins the Senior Care Center at Providence Health and Services Alaska, which opened in January, as well as the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Clinic that also accepts Medicare patients. The new Alaska Medicare Clinic is located on the Old Seward Highway, just south of O'Malley Road. Besides office staff, the clinic will begin with one physician, three nurses, and three physician assistants. Once the 50-patient-a-day mark is met, Dr. Rainier foresees the clinic extending its hours into the evening and weekends with a subsequent increase in staff. Given Anchorage's need, Dr. Rainier expects that situation to arise fairly quickly. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.